Yeah, happy Monday. And Jesse made it first. Hello, Jesse. And nice to have you here joining me as always, buddy. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you had a good weekend. Mother Nature's certainly been nice lately. You know, boy, there's lots going on. So Friday, of course, was the big, we're back to being inside. Which is ironic when you kind of think about, like, summertime, we want to be more outside than inside. But I think happy people were just happy to have the choice to be inside. And certainly restaurants were happy. And many, it's not just the restaurants, many businesses, right? Happy to be able to have people inside. Gas price is $1.20. It will go up this evening. It always seems to do it on Monday. What is it about Monday? Monday. Just can't trust that day. There's a song in there. Mamas and the Papas. Good afternoon, Barry Loxton. Nice to see you here. Haven't seen you pop up. Well, you're kind of all over social media. I thought I was busy with social media, but you're really like, you're all over the place. And you're now, I believe Barry is also a moderator of a Facebook group called You Gotta Love Sarnia, which is, well, it's all about Sarnia. And probably one of the most popular things there is pictures and pictures of sunsets. I share my drone videos and pictures in there. I have a whole bunch of drone videos and pictures that I haven't put together yet. And I was looking at some today. I'm like, oh, I don't mind telling you, I got some really great shots. I got great shots of Stag Island and Shell Oil. I got a beautiful shot in the city and the marina. And yeah, it's just, but I have to get in the habit, Barry, of using, I did buy a program, one of the two programs that you suggested for putting my name on it. And I can't remember the name of the program now. So I'm like, I can't find the program. So maybe if you remind me of the two that you suggested to me, I should really do that. Because I've got some really nice pictures. And I am getting more, I wouldn't say more. Yes, this is a confidence level with the drone, right? I mean, I've been flying over water for a long time, but since almost from the time I got it. But, you know, I'm more comfortable going further away and higher up and that sort of stuff. And just, I'm just more relaxed about it. I don't have flyer's anxiety as much as I used to. And honestly, probably because of my son. Because from day one, he just goes, meow, and he just flies. And it's like, don't worry about it, Dad. And I'm like, yeah, it's not your $800 bill floating around in the air. Right. So, Barry, if you're still listening, if you could think of those two that you suggested, I appreciate you throwing that in the comments. Carl Freeman's watching all the way from Oshawa, Ontario. He got vaccinated. I've got both my shots now as well. And that seems to be, you know, we talk about there probably hasn't been a day in over a year and a half that we have not had a conversation about COVID. It's just like, been instilled into our vocabulary. Now the conversation is, have you had your shots? Right? And, you know, I know so there's some people thinking, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. But anyway, that's another topic. But I've got both of my shots, and I'm happy that I do. I really enjoy your drone videos. I'll send you the link for the watermark later. Oh, okay, very good. I'm just trying to remember what it was called, because I purchased one of the ones that you said, but I just can't remember which one it is. But anyway, that's cool. I appreciate the help, Barry. And Barry, you and I should get out and do some photography together and come out and fly the drone with me. That'd be cool. Lawnmower races was very good. Well, thank you, Carl. I appreciate that. And what a segue into what I want to talk about first. It was the Western Ontario Outlaws. Extreme Lawn Tractor Racing is back at it out in Petrolia. They typically would start in June, but of course, with guidelines at the time, they weren't able to. But a couple of weeks ago, they had their test and tunes, just try to everybody get kind of tuned up and test things out, and hence the name Test and Tune, and just make sure the track was the way it needed to be. And the track is a really big part of the racing. It takes them quite a bit, actually, to prepare the track. But they were back at it, and we had some of the I live stream all the races this past Sunday was a makeup from the previous Sunday. So there will be another races again on Sunday. And then it's every other Sunday. So we'll be live streaming all the races. I actually won't be there next week, but it will happen. My son and Jennifer are going to, Jason's going to run the controls of the live stream, and he flies the drone for the live streaming as well. And it's $5 a person or $10 a carload to go out and watch it. It's just south of the 10th line and on Oil Heritage Road. I don't know the address. Google it. But it is out there. So, yeah. And thanks to Lugnuts Truck and Trailer Repair for sponsoring the live stream and taking care of that so that we can bring you that live broadcast. And we're happy to do that here. Of course, I'm there commentating usually. And it's also available on the Video Show Network. People ask me, what's the difference between the show and the Video Show Network? Well, the Video Show Network is my professional live streaming business. So I do live streaming of events, as some of you know. So that's what the Video Show Network is. And the show with David Burrows is the show, this right here. And it's a part of the Video Show Network. Does that make sense? So two different brands that work together, put it that way. So I appreciate when people ask, or like, what's the difference? Oh, is that right? The Port Huron to Mackinac Sailboat Race is this Saturday, July 24th. I will be there. Well, that's interesting. I should definitely, because here's the thing with my drone, like it's not required to be registered and you don't have to have a license to fly it, although I do have a license anyway. But I have a bunch of friends around here that fly drones too. And it's like, sometimes we're flying in the same area. So we have to communicate with each other and say, hey, I'm going to be flying around this time. So keep an eye out for me flying around in the air, will you? And me keep an eye out for them flying around in the air as well. So yes, once again, Western Ontario Outlaws, Extreme Lawn Tractor Racing. We'll be back again next Sunday. And Barry, I'm glad you gave me that heads up there. That's cool. Yeah. So of course, with the mask and everything, social distancing is still a must. Michael Hurry is the now former executive director for Big Brothers Big Sisters Sarnia Lambton, and he is chopping off his luscious locks and beard, and he was to raise $7,500 by July 15th, and he did that. So they took pictures, and now his beautiful beard and locks is all blue. Now it's to raise $15,000, and Mike will dye his beard purple. This is a very brave man. And then August the 15th, we'll be having a hair removal day. And the person, I think, that donates the most will get the first chance to start the cut. And Mike, I don't know if I've done it yet or not, but anyway, you got $100 coming from me, Mike. You can get all the information there if you want to scan that QR code, or you can still just go to Sarnia.BigBrothersBigSisters.com, and there's a donation page there. They've also got the Big Drop where you purchase golf balls, and they're doing the Big Drop coming up in August as well. So just go to that website address, and everything will pop up for you and tell you all about the great fundraisers that they're continuing to do. And Michael Hurry, you are a brave soul. We'll actually be live streaming the hair removal day live from the Refined Fool on August 15th, I'll be there doing that. Good for you. That's all I got to say about that, because I don't know that I would have the courage to do that. Just a couple more things before I bring on my first guest. We want to download Ontario's Blue Coast. They've got this new app so that when you're out and about in Sarnia Lambton and you're visiting places and making purchases, you'll now get rewarded for that. What a great idea. There's an app for that. So you just go to ontbluecoast.com to get the information on, and or just go into your Google Play or your Apple Store and download the Ontario Blue Coast. And like it says, tour Ontario's Blue Coast and get rewarded. We're happy to see that. I know that's been in the works for quite some time. All right, let's get out to my first guest. We patiently got her hooked up in here. Thank you so much, Corey, for being here.
My pleasure.
Yeah. It's great to see this kind of an event happening that we're going to talk about here, because this is going to be in person, right? Or will it?
No, so it's actually it's online.
Okay.
So it'll be through Zoom that we're doing it, but it is focused on Sarnia Lambton. So there is a geographic piece to it, but it is online.
Right. Well, let's talk about this entrepreneurship program for women. But before we do that, let's talk about what OneSpark is.
Sure. So OneSpark essentially works with women who have been impacted by violence to help them work towards financial independence. So, in the wake of violence, one of the great challenges is being able to afford basic needs to move mm-hmm. forward. So if you've been in the shelter system, to move beyond the shelter system, or just to move into a safe space, particularly if you're caring for children. So recognizing that is one of the great barriers. About 7 years ago, I started OneSpark. And so what it does is it invites women to participate in the program. It helps them develop a business concept if they don't have one, and then works with them to develop a business plan, to register the business. We cover the cost of registration, to provide a laptop so that they can do their work and have the technology to do it. Every woman who goes through the program gets a $2,000 business startup grant. Awesome. And has access to mentorship and ongoing support in starting their business. We teach them how to do some accounting, make sure they're reporting their income and expenses properly.
Right.
And just give them the basics so they can get started to generate some income through entrepreneurship.
This is a really unique program. You know, I don't think most would have thought that this would bring obstacles after you've gone through some things that you're mentioning there. How did this come about? What made you wake up one day and go, we need to do something about this?
Yeah, so I'm an entrepreneur, and I know what it's done in my life in terms of, if you've got to care for kids, I can sit in a room and have my kids right there and do my work. So it really cut childcare costs.
Sure.
We all need to be flexible. But how this came to be was, in my business, I was doing strategic planning for shelters across Ontario, and really had very similar conversations in many shelters about the second stage, like what happens beyond staying in a shelter. Shelters are under-resourced. The capacity is just not there. So to help women really sustainably move forward, I thought, if women are trying to move beyond the shelter, they need to get into longer-term housing, be able to afford right. it. And a lot of women face employment barriers in this situation because, let's face it, they have to care for the kids on their own. There may be transportation barriers. And I thought, entrepreneurship may be a response to this. And it doesn't mean you have to be a business mogul. It just means you have to have an idea you can take to market and generate some income off it. And that's really what we're trying to help women do, just to meet their basic needs and hopefully grow to be whatever they dream it will be, but really just to start at a place where they can meet their basic financial needs.
Yeah. Well, as you said, there's already a lot to overcome just starting a business. And one of the key points you mentioned there too is I've always wondered how many people out there have ideas that never came to life because they didn't know how, right? I got a great idea, but I don't know how to, what do I do? How do I register a business?
Absolutely.
What is that? I have to have an HST number. Do I? Don't I? All that stuff. And that can be really overwhelming for any entrepreneur. And now you're saying that somebody's coming from some violence that happened in their life, and it's overcoming other things already in their life, and the childcare, all that stuff. Yeah. What about confidence too? I would think coming out of some situations again that you spoke about, confidence would need to be often rebuilt.
David, it's funny because you've touched on exactly what we've discovered in this program. Originally, it was about finances. Mm-hmm. But what we started to see as women went through the program was it was a complete refocusing from going through violent situations to focusing on their talents, their skills, what they're interested in, what they dream about. And all of a sudden, we saw women who coming in the first day, sort of a little bit tenuous and mm-hmm. you know, not really sure. And then once they had gone through the 9-week program, the difference in terms of confidence was unbelievable. So we have women where, yes, they started businesses, but they did other things. Like they went back and got their high school education they never completed.
Oh, wow.
You know, they quit smoking. There was a woman in the program who, for the first time after having a lifelong fear of water, you know, learned to swim. So the confidence is really the big underlying piece to this, because if they walk out with that, whether or not they continue on with their business over the long term, they've now got something that will possibly take them back to the workplace or to education or something else, yeah. Right? So that really is such a key component of our program.
And with children involved, who knows whatever they witnessed along the way, they'll be able to pass that on to the children as well. And they see that, you know, our kids see how we behave and we act. So when they see, you know, mom's now got lots more confidence and quitting smoking and all that stuff, that has an effect on them, an impact on them as well. So it's really, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 fold, depending on each individual situation, right?
Absolutely.
What about money? Let's talk about that now, because I know you're giving out money here and doing stuff. How do you finance all of this?
So honestly, this has just been people saying, we love what you're doing and putting their hands in their pockets and saying, we want to support what you're doing. We're not a government-funded organization. Really and truly, we've had some great corporate supporters. Remax Integra has been a big corporate supporter of ours. You know, it really is just the honest to goodness generosity of people who say, we love the uniqueness of this. We love the direct impact that funding this has, because we have such low administration costs that the money really just goes to supporting the women in the program, making sure they have their laptops and their business registrations and their startup grants. So that's how we fund ourselves. We do an annual golf tournament when we could. That's been on hold, and we did an annual curling Bonspiel. So that's how we were really funding ourselves. But it's all private donations.
Right. So you'll be bringing some of that back, hopefully.
Absolutely.
With the guidelines. And you've got to feel pretty good about all of this as well, as you know, not just as an entrepreneur. Forget that for a moment. But just as a person who's, you're having an impact on other people's lives. Do you ever sit back and think about that?
You know what, to be honest, the women we've worked with, I think have had way more of an impact on me than I've had on anyone. When we go into these groups, I mean, you think you know what resilience is, or I thought I knew what resilience was. You know, and then you go into these groups and I see these amazing women who have overcome so much. And my contribution actually feels small when you see the courage and the determination and the so that's the real gift for me, is every time I see that, I get to learn from it. And, you know, on my tough days or my down days, I just think of the amazing women in our program. And, you know, you can't help but be inspired. So that's
awesome.
The truth of it. Yeah.
That's a great perspective, right? And that's good. You, how far does this reach? Like, where are you covering? What areas?
So we consider ourselves a provincial organization right now, because my commitment when I started it was that if any woman in Ontario wanted to go through the program, we would find a way. So even if we had to do it online, if I had to travel to where she was and sit with her in a coffee shop, my commitment was if anyone in Ontario got in touch with me and said, I want to start a business, we would do it. So we consider ourselves Ontario wide. Our real focus has been Sarnia, London, Toronto. We've had women in Guelph and in the Hamilton area, Hamilton, Burlington. So there's, you know, kind of been a particular focus, but again, if a woman in Ontario wanted to start a business, we see what we could do to get her started.
Yeah. Do you see this or do you have hopes that maybe this goes Canadian wide? Because there's probably not a community that doesn't have a need for this.
Absolutely. Actually, I just spoke to a group of women who work for Remax around the world globally. And I went on a video conference and talked to them. And one of the women said to me, wow, I would, you know, really like to do this, you know, here in Italy. And I thought, wow, I've been thinking Canadian wide, but I'd love to see it globally. I mean, it's 1 in 3 women around the world, right? So the need is great here, but it's great everywhere. So I would love to see this just expand as far as we could take it.
Well, I guess with Zoom, et cetera, I mean, I originally thought maybe it was in person because the guidelines were open now, but there really is no borders anymore with, well, here we are, right? I can live stream from anywhere and talk to anybody and we can do webinars, et cetera. So why not worldwide? I mean, dream big, right? Think big and do it. That's fantastic. Do you get, we talked about money earlier too, and the corporate sponsors, et cetera. How are people, you know, obviously we're here talking about it to give you some exposure, but how are people hearing about you and finding out about you besides something like this?
You know, it's just been sort of that multiplier effect, right? I mean, for the first few years, I was born and raised in Sarnia, and it was my family and friends who would go out and talk about it or people locally. I mean, the workplace group in Sarnia was really one of our first great partners helping us to reach women. So it's just been forming those partnerships and expanding out from that small group of people who then talk, and pretty soon you're 5 or 6 degrees of separation who have heard about you and get in touch with you. So honestly, it's been this organic growth of just people talking about what we're doing.
Well, when you're doing something as wonderful and great as what you're accomplishing here, the rumors spread quickly.
Right? Thankfully.
Yes, yeah. Right. That's good. Yeah. Now, do you have a team or is this just you or how many people do you have working with you?
Yeah, so we do, but largely volunteer, actually. So there's myself and there's one other phenomenal woman. Her name is Shannon, and she does peer support for all the women. So she's a graduate of the program.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so she works with women coming in basically as an informal sounding board on any of the issues because she's, you know, she's experienced so much, she knows so much, and she's been through the program. But then we have a whole team of volunteers behind us. We have corporate networks who say, hey, can we lend you mentors? And so, you know, it's a really great sort of little ecosystem that supports us. You know, really, I have to say the heart and the hands and the eyes are our board of directors who have been with us for, you know, since the beginning. That volunteer group has really done so much legwork to keep us afloat. So, yeah.
Well, again, when you put the right people, when you work with the right people, surround yourself with the right people, great things happen. And it's great to hear this story. Well, let's remind everybody, this is coming up when? August 4th to September 29th?
That's right.
And how do people get a hold of you for this?
So my that flyer right there, and I know you're showing the email address, the best way is by email. So if someone drops me a line, and if you go on our website, there's also a, you can click through to get to us. But if you email me, I'll get back to you and I'll give you the information about the program and we'll see what we can do to help you get started in business.
And there's only 5 spots available right now for Sarnia Lambton.
In this current one, but, you know, when one fills up, if we have demand, we're ready to run another group, or I can work with women one-on-one if we don't have a group going. So I would say get in touch with me anyway, and we'll figure it out.
Fantastic. Corey, thank you so much for sharing your time here today. And sorry for the link mix-up, but it only happens live.
Of course.
Right? Yeah. And you're welcome back anytime. I'd love to have some updates and on your progress. And if there's anything we can do to keep spreading the word, I'd love to have you back.
Great. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Bye now.
Corey Schneider from One Spark. What a great story and a great program. You heard the story right there, and we will have her back. If you are watching this and you want more information, or maybe you know somebody who could use this information, there it is on your screen. Make sure you send it to them. Currently only 5 spots for the next, but like Corey said, if the demand is there, they will add more programs, etc., to accommodate for that. So thanks again, Corey Schneider, for being here from One Spark. All right. And thanks to all of you who were watching as I messed up my link earlier and my patience. I don't get everything right all the time. I do want to go back here and talk a little bit once again about No One Stands Alone. A few weeks ago, we had Deb Patel on here talking about No One Stands Alone. And this booklet that is now available, it's a resources and supports for mental health. And This is a great booklet. I've gone through it. There's so much. There's, I go in here and I was like, I didn't even know we had that. Right. And I'm a pretty resourceful guy. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know we had that. Oh, that's wonderful too. So, if you want to find out more about how you can get one of these booklets, go to noonestandsalone.ca. I also want to thank, where did I know I have it here. Oh, I better have it here. She sent me her book. I have a list of books to read in order. I'm Still Your Mom is her book from Deb Patel. You can find out more about that at noonestandsalone.ca as well. And I just wanted to say thanks again to Deb Patel for sending me a copy of her book and these No One Stands Alone. Now, that being said, I will talk about the 999th Legion for Child Rights, the Sarnia chapter. We are a motorcycle group. We are a group that supports child's rights, and we also ride motorcycles. And we've got some cool things that are going to be coming up, but we actually have these booklets as well. So this is our patch, if you will. If you see this on the back of somebody, I know it looks, everybody sees a patch and they always wonder, ooh, what group are they with, you know, right? We're the good guys and gals, right? We have our original eight right now. We're looking for more members. So if you ride a motorcycle and you want to participate in what we do, you can find out more by going to our website, which I'll put in the comments after the show. But we are out there supporting child rights. So if you see this patch on the back of somebody, come up and say hello to us. We'd love to talk to you and show you more about what's going on in our community and with what we're doing as well as far as children's rights go. Well, thank you. Short one today, but that's all the time I got for you. Until next time. Did I forget something? No, maybe I didn't. I don't know. It's been one of those days. Anyway, that's all the time I got for you this week. Have a great week and an even better weekend. I will see you next time right here on the show. Bye for now.